The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Let's talk about sports today. The Apostle Paul in his writings used illustrations from the society in which he lived. Paul was largely a city preacher, but he used illustrations from rural society and also the military and even the Old Testament. But perhaps as much as any other, if not more so, Paul used illustrations that had an athletic flavor to them, sports. Yes, sports were big in the ancient Greek world, and those who excelled in them were regarded as national heroes. Among the Greeks were various games that drew great crowds. First, there were the Isthmian Games, which met every 3 years at Corinth. And two, the Olympian Games were held every 5 years, a forerunner to the modern Olympics. Then three, the Pythian, and four, the Nemean Games. Winners were acclaimed as heroes when they returned to their home cities. We're told that a special hole was knocked in the city walls for them to enter, implying that a city with such people living in it need not worry about defense. The Apostle Paul was a special friend to the athletic officials in Ephesus. When he would have spoken before the unruly crowd in Acts 19 that Demetrius had gathered in the theater there, Demetrius's silversmith, well, his athletic official friends restrained Paul from entering. We read there in Acts 19:31, "And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he wouldn't adventure himself into the theater." This word translated the chief of Asia is Asiarchs. The Asiarchs were officials involved with the public games and other functions that were chosen from over all the province of Asia. It's interesting that prominent men of this nature were friends, personal friends, to the Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, and of course other places too, Paul makes use of illustrations with an athletic flavor or an allusion. Of course, Corinth hosted the Isthmian Games. Let's read that section of Scripture there in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Paul wrote, he says, "Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Here Paul draws from his knowledge of the race running, boxing, and the preparation, the discipline that was necessary in entering these competitive events to get across some great spiritual truths. Everything he says here is not necessarily parallel in every detail, but it's simply suggestive. He first reminds them that many enter the race at the stadium, but only one receives the prize or crown. He's not implying that only one Christian in competition with others is going to be a winner, but that all Christians must enter the race with the determination and discipline that produces winners to receive the prize. Then everyone who strives for the mastery, as he says, who intends to be a winner, is temperate or exercises self-control in all things. Before the Grecian Games, there were 10 months of rigorous training and discipline, I understand. In anticipation, the participant would forego the normal luxuries and indulgences to condition himself for the games. And that's true in many ways today of those who would take part in sports. Just think about the young people who want to play football. And they go through all kind of rigorous training and discipline. And the night before the game, the team captains check to see if everyone is in at decent hours. If an athlete really wants to excel, he will eliminate all bad habits from his life. Consequently, Paul urged the Hebrew Christians in Hebrews 12:1, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." We'll talk about Paul and sports more tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.